For the hottest indie music on the net, tune in to the Fierce Female Network Radio. Small business owners, call us at 678-306-6762 to learn how to get your business on mainstream radio and television. Increase your client database today, or visit us on Facebook using the keyword, The Fierce Female.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Fierce Female Network. And I am so excited and looking forward to speaking with our guest on today, Miss Felicia Griffith. We're going to have a great time, and I am very excited to be speaking with her on today. She has some interesting information she's going to share with you and her story and how she got into her business. Today is June 14th, 2018. It is 6:32 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:32 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You know, I must apologize. I have to get used to being back in the Central Standard Time Zone. I was in Georgia and just moved back to Chicago, so I'm still trying to get used to the time zone. And I must apologize to my guests because we had a little snafu with the scheduling. But however, she is here. I am here, and all is well within the universe. Hi, Felicia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. You know, that time zone, I really it's kind of funny because I was going back and forth with scheduling, and I was like, wait a minute, I made a boo-boo on your time. And so I said, you know what, we're going to get this done right now. We're going to do this right now.
It's okay. I'm a trooper. I'm able to adapt what needs to be what I need to.
Well, I'm so glad that you are still available. I really do appreciate that. So I do appreciate your time, and I do want to let you know that. And I'm really excited to hear all about the business, because I do see that a few young ladies have been very successful with your business, the Paparazzi. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what drew you into the business, into the jewelry business?
Well, what drew me in is a simple fact that I wanted a change in my life, okay. And I love jewelry. So when I saw this, I just thought, you know what? It's a win-win-win. If you love something, you can't fail when you love it, right?
Right.
So I thought, I was like, this is the best opportunity for me right now, because I wanted a change in my life. I'm a stay-at-home mom. So I wanted something different, and to do something that I enjoyed. So that's why I chose Paparazzi.
All right. So you're looking to do something different, and something that, of course, all the ladies love jewelry. And so I totally agree with you. That is a win-win situation. And I'm just curious. I wanted to ask you in regard to the business and selling jewelry, did you take a look at any other companies, or were you just drawn to getting into Paparazzi?
Well, actually, Adrian, I was dabbling in between of going back into the work field and if I wanted to go ahead and be my own boss and do something that I would enjoy because of my crazy schedule. There's nothing out there that could have fit my schedule. So when I saw this opportunity, when it was presented to me, I felt like it was calling me, because I was like, well, I could do this. Well, how it was presented to me that you can do it anywhere. And I'm like, anywhere? I could do this anywhere. I could do this with my daughter dragging on my foot, saying, mommy, mommy. You know, I could do it at home. I could do it when I'm at the library. I could do it anywhere that I wanted. I could present my business and show it off and be confident in doing it.
Awesome. So how was it presented to you? How was the business presented to you? Did you know someone that was already involved in the business, or had you saw advertisement or?
Well, actually, I have never heard of, I live in Connecticut, and I've never heard of this paparazzi jewelry. But I was on, I'm not even a Facebook fanatic, but I was on Facebook, and I saw a class, classroom friend of mine, and she was in it, and I know that she has children just like I do, and I'm like, how is she able to do this? You know, she has more children than I, and I last time I spoke with her, she was in school, and I'm like, how is she able to do all of this? And how she broke it down, it gave me confidence. You know, I'm like, I could do that too. How she just stated, like, I go to school, I'm a full-time mom, I have 5 children, I have to, you know, she's also a soccer mom, you know, all of them are doing different extracurricular activities, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this lady's like superwoman, you know,
wow.
So I was like, you know, I can do this, if she can do it, I can definitely do it.
Okay. Wow. So how did she, we're kind of getting a little bit, one question kind of leads to a different question. I was going to ask you about being involved with attending trade shows with the business, but from what you were saying, start to ask something else, but I want to stay on course. Now, have you been to any trade shows with this business?
No, I haven't been to any trade shows with my business, but I've been to trade shows where I saw other people, vendors there. And I'm like, well, I want to open that door of opportunity for myself also, because I see, like, the numbers that are at trade shows are phenomenal. So I want to also get myself in that door of opportunity, of course.
Okay. And so let me ask you, how was the business presented to you?
Well, it was presented by, like I said before, a friend of mine, how she did it on Facebook. Actually, it was a Facebook Live that she did it on.
Oh, okay.
And she also went to, she did some vending, and she showed how she did it. And I was like, wow, you know. I didn't know where to start or how to start this, but just watching her by example, you know, I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. There are certain steps that you need to take, and just being my upline, any question that I have, she gives you detailed. So you're not left with like, okay, what am I supposed to do? It's a lovely, lovely sisterhood. We all help each other. Whatever problems that we're having, I guarantee you somebody been through it.
Okay.
So we all help each other, yes.
You know, that kind of leads me on to the next question. I noticed that you said you're upline. And so I was going to ask you if you were interested or had thought about having a brand ambassador. I heard you say upline. I would kind of equate it to the same as a brand ambassador in your business. Is that something that you're thinking of doing with expanding your brand?
Of course, I would love to expand my brand. I would love for more ladies to have knowledge of this opportunity. Because like I said, I live on the East Coast and I've never heard of it. So oh my goodness, this world is so big. There's got to be so many other women who have never heard of it, and to give them that opportunity, that chance of freedom and ownership and confidence, you know, we as mother, we put everybody in front of us. So you get to do something that you feel more, you know, confident in yourself, that you're more than what you do on your daily basis.
Okay. And so I do want to turn the tables just a little bit and ask you a little bit about your hobbies. I know that you're a single mom, and you mentioned your daughter. And what type of hobbies do you have?
Well, I love reading.
I try to make sure at least I read one book a month, at least. That's the least. I love praying, and I love doing family activities with my daughters. I feel like that's where everything begins, is at home. So I want to make sure that they have a positive role model and also a positive environment, so when they go out in the world, they know when something is not right and when something is right.
Okay.
So
wonderful. You know, that is really awesome. And I want to ask you as well, and then I'll get your information, and you will give your information to the public speaking, the public listening audience, your website and things of that nature, and how they can contact you. How long have you been in the jewelry business? How long have you been a small business owner?
I've always seen myself as a businesswoman. That's one thing I must say. From 10 years old, I always had that vision of being a businesswoman. So everything I did it with that power and that confidence of that I'm a businesswoman. I must carry myself this way. So I recently started to just step into going in to make my vision a reality. So I'm just looking for all the excitement that's ahead right now.
Okay. And let me ask you, how does your family feel about you being in business for yourself? And are they supporting you as you're stepping out and taking control of your life and being a small business owner?
Yes, they are. That, like, my daughters are like the most inspirational children. They are like, when I feel like I'm like, I don't even know if I could do this, they will say, "Yes, you can, Mom. You can do it. You can do it." They are just amazed. Every day they look at me with high expectation. What are we going to do today? I'm like, you guys are going to school. I'm interested in want to be so involved in everything that I'm doing. So they love it. They love it. And I love that they are right behind me, the support, they're right behind me. So I'm showing them that they can do anything. As women in this world, we can do anything that we put our mind to.
Oh, I love it. I love that. And how old are your daughters? You have two or three? How many children do you have?
Two. Two. I have two. My eldest is 12 and the youngest is 3.
Oh, 12 and 3. That's a nice little gap right there. 12 and 3 is pretty good.
I know.
The 12-year-old can help you out with the 3-year-old.
I never even looked at it that way, but I want each one of my daughters to have their childhood. I think childhood is like the influential time of everyone's life. So I don't try to put that responsibility on her. I want to make sure that, we could have a 12-year-old conversation and I could have a 3-year-old conversation. But I think the 3-year-old is trying to catch up to the 12-year-old too. So, but we try to keep them to their responsibilities. Yeah.
You know, you are so amazing. You're a very amazing young lady. You're a very amazing business owner. I'm telling you, I really love your energy. The energy that you have about you is just really awesome and phenomenal. And I really want to congratulate you on what you're doing. And, you're more than welcome. I love to encourage different individuals that come on the show. And whenever I feel that energy, and you do have that author energy about you. I don't know if you write or if you have written any type of poetry or any small quick handbooks or anything like that. Have you thought about maybe writing a small book or anything like that?
You know what the funny thing is? All my life, everyone else always say, "You have the most amazing stories to tell. You should write a book." And I'm like, okay, but I never thought of it. Brought it back to my attention. You know, I just was like, all right. And to hear you say that, I'm like, oh my goodness.
And you know what's so interesting? I see you doing it in a different way. I know a lot of people are writing books today, and you see a lot of authors online and on social media, Facebook and Twitter. But I see you, if you do decide to go ahead and write a book, I see yours being done in a different way that's very visual, and that will really separate you from the rest of the crowd. And so you will really stand out because your book will be really different, vibrant, with a lot of color, a lot of life, a lot of pictures and illustrations telling your story as a single mom and how you became a small business owner. And it will really set you apart from the rest of the crowd and all the noise that's on social media. And your book and your story will really stand out because you'll do it in a way that's vibrant, with a lot of color, that's alive and illustration.
Wow. I accept it. I claim it. I receive it. That's right.
Amen. So it won't be like a novel, but it'll be I don't want to say a children's book, but it'll be similar because you'll illustrate your story with illustrations like pictures and things of that nature, and then you'll just have blurbs where you explain what we're seeing in the book.
I like your idea.
It'll do great. It will do fabulous. It will do outstanding.
All right. I guess we're going to take this to another level. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's what that's just the energy that I feel from you. Just really, really amazing. That's why I love this show. I'm telling you, when I have different guests on, it's just really amazing what happens and what comes out of the show. It just amazes me sometimes. And you're a wonderful woman, and I really have a lot of respect for you. And you give off so much courage, and you give other women faith and hope. And you're really encouraging so many other individuals. And I do want to give you the opportunity to give out your website and information how individuals can contact you so that they can get started in business as well. If they want to get into the paparazzi jewelry business, how would they contact you? What do you prefer?
Sure. Well, if they want to do an intimate contact with me, they can contact me through my email, which is monamourforjewelry@gmail.com. That's MONAMOUR, 4, jewelry@gmail.com. If they want to just go right to my website and say, I am ready for this, I'm determined I can do this, we have different kits that you can get started with. And that you can just go right on my website at www.monamourforjewelry.com. And that will just beam you right to my website. You could click on, you'll see my picture pop up, and you just click on join my team, put in your information. And as soon as you put in your information and hit submit, you are right. You're started. You can start promoting your business, telling others all about your business before your jewelry even get to your house. You can promote your website. You get a free website, by the way, as soon as you sign up, and you can start promoting your website. You can have sales before you even get your jewelry. So I encourage everyone to take that step and have that confidence. So even if it's just your family, you just start talking about it. Because, like I said, everything starts at home. You could build up your confidence at home by speaking to your loved ones and then stepping out there. And you could do Facebook Lives. You could do go to markets that they have, and you could sell there. There's so many events that are happening all over. It's summertime, so there are going to be so many parades. You can sell in the parades. So you got to think, you know, out of the box instead of thinking, you know, in the box. So that's how you can do it. My social media.
Yeah.
It's Monamour for Jewelry on Facebook, also at Monamour for Jewelry on Instagram. So contact me any one of those forms. Yes.
So I do want to encourage anyone that's listening to follow her on Instagram and contact her and go to the website and connect with her and go ahead and take the plunge. And we are just about out of time. Ms. Felicia, I do really do appreciate your time. And I want to let individuals know, if you just joined on and you're listening, I'm going to have the interview posted on my Facebook page, on the Vismail page on Facebook. And so you can listen to the whole interview over on Facebook. I'm going to post that tonight, and you'll be able to just click and listen on the Facebook page. The iHeartRadio icon will be there, and you'll be able to listen to the interview.
Thank you. It was so nice speaking with you, Adrienne. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And I do want to thank you once again for being on the show and being so patient as we had a few reschedules going on. But you really have an excellent spirit, and I really appreciate that. That's very rare these days to find someone that has an excellent spirit. So I really do appreciate that. You're a woman of integrity and a woman of principle. It just really shines through, and that's just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And so are you. Oh, my goodness. I watch your videos, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, she's just so vibrant. So I'm very happy to connect with you.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Bless your heart. I really appreciate your saying that. That's going to encourage me to do a few more. Bless your heart. But we are out of time, so I guess we're encouraging one another. And that's what it's about.
That's right.
We do have to encourage one another. We're not in this world alone. We do have one another, and we do have to encourage one another, help one another, build one another up. And I really do believe in building one another up, because we can do outstanding things together. We can do more together than separately.
That's right. United we conquer. Right.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And so we're going to go ahead and end the segment, and then we're going to have the replay on Facebook, and then we'll be able to hear that interview. And we're going to end and have a little song. As you guys know, I have AWM Records, the label, and we're going to have a little J Sound and the keyboard. This is Old School and in the broadcast, and I'll see you guys again on tomorrow. We have another guest that's coming up, and I will talk with you then. I love you with the agape love of Jesus Christ. I love y'all. There's nothing you can do about it. And here's the song, Old School by J Sound.